Good morning, Dale.
Well, technology. Usually Kat is on Skype, so she sounds like she's in the next room. And today we've rigged up two cans and some string that we've tied together. And we can barely hear you, but it's okay. We're going to soldier on here.
Well, I sound like I'm two rooms away then, right?
More like four states, but we'll make the best of this because it's what we do at KFKF.
That's right. We have to get the news out there. And Thomas Rhett this morning is picking out baby names with his wife. They, of course, want them to include a family name, but they are mostly male. So he says they will try to make it sound more girly if they can. Now, the adoption of their African baby, I think, as a girl, is pretty much done. They just need to finalize some paperwork. Lauren, of course, due in August with a daughter, so Thomas says it'll pretty much be like having twins.
You know, his dad's name is Red Akins, Thomas Red Akins. How about Retta? Just add an A on any name, and it becomes a girl's name. So Retta.
Wait, Retina. How about that?
I like that even better.
Billy Currington's hit People Are Crazy will be the name of his upcoming lifestyle brand of clothing and other things. Billy currently has his own line of coconut water called Wet. By the way, that's W-E-T-T.
Billy is going to be here Saturday night. We start with the Snake Saturday Parade in Northtown, and we head to the Uptown Theater to see Billy Currington.
One of my favorite voices in country music by far. As a child, Carrie Underwood had bad teeth and wore braces. She also had freckles she hated, and her worst hair moment growing up was when she decided to put gel in just her bangs. She said it made them look quite crazy. And you probably never had gel in your bangs, did you?
You know, okay, this is a funny, embarrassing story that I'm going to tell, but, you know, I was trying to feather my hair back in the day, right? And my mother put dippity-doo in it and held it down with hair tape.
Oh, my God.
That is a true story.
That explains so much today. Finally, Tim McGraw has gained a lot of wisdom over the years and says you don't learn as much about yourself when you're moving forwards as when you've fallen backwards. That's when you really find out who you are. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.